just shows up in Cornelius, Oregon. Well, they didn't even show up. They just seize the stuff coming into the country, toy plastic guns that shoot plastic BBs, not even BB guns, and said, this could be a real machine gun. It's quite easy to convert. Absolutely made up. It's an air-powered plastic pellet system. Anybody that knows about guns and knows about BB guns or air guns, this is an asinine joke. But this is the domestication of the population. You know, they banned people in England defending themselves in their own home with a baseball bat or with a butcher knife. The government has passed a law in Oklahoma where you can't put burglar bars in your house so the criminals and the government can come in. This is not creeping tyranny and totalitarianism. It's galloping totalitarianism. What type of feedback have you gotten from other locals, not just the police chief, about this?
The support for us has been incredible. Just to give you a quick rundown, three of the local television affiliates have come out and done, or one is way pending, but three television networks are doing reports in shop at our place. Yesterday I spoke with some fellows on the radio in Las Vegas for about 45 minutes, speaking with you today, speaking with Lars Larson in Portland. And this afternoon,
Lars Larson.
KIRL Radio up in Seattle is going to have us on this afternoon for another conversation similar to this.
Well, Obama's...
So, it's amazing.
Obama's attorney general, 2 years ago, before he was even in office for the Justice Department, argued there is no civilian right to own any firearms. Obama, as a state senator, was for a total ban of guns. They're moving against the Second Amendment on all fronts, but then saying, stop buying record amounts of firearms. We don't want your guns. They're shutting down gun shows illegally. They're grabbing plastic pellet BB guns illegally. I think this guy will actually get promoted, this ATF guy. This is the type of guy they want. But this is a big wake-up call.
Yeah, I've made that comment to several of my friends and customers that this fellow that was on TV the other night is perfect Obama fodder there. You know, I can just see him fitting into the administration just perfectly. Not really educated about the gun, doesn't know how to put a magazine in an M4, but he's standing there with all this pomp and circumstance condemning us for, you know, the tyranny against the country. It's just, everything is so upside down. It's incredible.
Well, this is a revolution by the collectivist, by the control freaks, and they can't stand it that we're not disarmed.
Yeah, couldn't agree more.
Well, fire out your website one more time for folks that want to go purchase something to support you. I hope you get your $30,000 back of guns. Now they've grabbed another 20. Go ahead.
Yeah, our website is www.airsoftoutletnw.com.
And so you had the ATF call them from the east and say you have no jurisdiction, and you said they just don't care. I mean, when you call them, do they respond? You say they won't give you paperwork? I mean, that's even more outrageous. Just, it's like the airports now grab your laptop and won't give it back.
Well, I was mentioning this ATF agent I spoke to a week or so ago who seemed like a really level-headed fella. And he was the one that told me that Customs has my company flagged for all imports now. But also he told me that I would most likely have to file under the Freedom of Information Act in order to try to get their laboratory results. And, yeah, I've been reading up on the Freedom of Information Act, and there are something like 9 exemptions that various governmental agencies can claim to withhold reports from you. So I fully expect that upon my petition for freedom of information that they will hide behind one of these exemptions.
Oh, yeah, they could go into a five and dime and confiscate all their water guns and say it could be easily converted into a nuclear weapon.
Yeah, you know, yeah, or they can be, you can put acid in those and squirt acid in somebody's face. I mean, anything can be turned into a weapon.
They want us disarmed. They want us disarmed. Thank you for spending time with us, Brad Martin. We're standing behind you in the Second Amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Jones.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready, to get prepared for hard times ahead? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent. All about self-reliance and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part, this $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up free at offthegridnews.com. Offthegridnews.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath the Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
George Washington said, government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're back live. And I'm going to go to a bunch of your phone calls. The bottom of the hour, I want to play this video clip of Nigel Farage, member of the European Union Parliament from England. He's refused to apologize. There's the PrisonPlanet.com headline, a joking headline. MEP Farage apologizes to bank clerks. But I'm going to have Kurt, when he puts the InfoWars version up, say refuses to apologize. I mean, I get the joke, but that's coming up. And I've got a bunch of other news we haven't even gotten to yet. That we're going to be breaking down, but I want to go to your calls. I'm going to give each caller about a minute and a half and go to the next person. We're going to go to Bob in Ohio first. Bob, you're on the air.
Hey, it's an honor, Alex. Hey, ex-veteran, just a quick rundown. What they know down the road is they're going to implode the economy even worse. When you got half of Detroit not wanting to finish high school, okay, when they implode...
Half of Detroit is out of work.
Yeah, I know that too. But when they really implode the economy because they refuse to address NAFTA and GATT and do a little protectionism for American workers and manufacturing industry...
Protectionism built this country, and they know, and the roving hordes of criminals, they're going to try to take our guns so we can't protect ourselves and then make us go along with the police.
I am a very strong supporter of you and for people having guns. But if you remember Braveheart, Uncle Carlisle... said to the young boy, Mel Gibson, when he was a child, he said, first, he tapped him in the head, first learn to use this, And then he pointed to the sword and held the sword, and then I'll teach you how to use this. And I am a very strong gun supporter, and I'm glad you brought that talking point up about the gun show, because what they're doing is they're getting ready to really make things really
Can you believe they're grabbing toy guns that don't even shoot BBs?
Well,
metal BBs?
Yes, because what they need to do is get the replicas off the market, because it's going to get so bad in this country, people and children and women are going to start using replicas and all their...
To scare people away, exactly, because, great point, Bob, I appreciate your call. That's exactly what's happening. It's growing the gun culture because a lot of people are too afraid to buy a BB gun. They're too afraid to buy a real firearm. So it goes BB guns, firearms. But below that, you've got these paintballs, and I've seen the feds going after those. And that are air-powered, and going after these airsoft that shoot the little plastic pellets. And people are having wars with them. They're learning marksmanship. Look, here's the deal. Why do I support the Appleseed movement, the firearms training for citizens everywhere? Because we're relearning our heritage. I mean, when I was 14, folks, I'd been shooting guns since I was 4 years old, and I really got into it, and I could shoot through the same hole on a good day at 200 yards if there wasn't any wind. I mean, I'm not exaggerating. I could shoot through the same hole. Now, 200 yards, I can, you know, shoot a pattern about that big with, say, a 30-06. I'm still a great marksman. I can, a few times I get to go deer hunting. I won't even shoot deer up close or wild hogs. I'll wait till I see one 600 yards away because I want a little bit of challenge. And what I really learned to shoot good with was a .22 rifle, single shot, just walking around out in the woods, out in the hills and dales of our family ranch, where my dad learned to shoot, where his dad learned to shoot, where his dad learned to shoot, you know, all the way back. And the women were tough. I mean, you look at photos of my great-grandmother riding around with that, you know, just a .22 saddle gun, riding around running the cattle. They got black and white photos of it. It's just so amazing to see those free people out there. And women were tough, and women were strong, and women defended themselves. And when America did go to war, everyone, the Germans in World War I were terrified of Americans. Because it didn't matter if you were from New York or Texas or Tennessee or California, Americans were just dreaded. Because Germans weren't brought up compared to Americans shooting as many firearms. Because they didn't let, you know, their slaves be armed. Only the wealthy really had the money and the licenses to hunt. And, you know, the Germans were tough and fought and were intelligent fighters. But, you know, they could brush the British aside. They could brush the French aside. They could brush the Russians aside. But when the Americans showed up, it was doom. Since then, they destroyed much of the gun culture, gotten people in big cities, banned the high school shooting clubs that even New York City had just 20 years ago. And so mothers get scared of guns. They get scared of BB guns. Oh, my kid can't have a BB gun. You'll shoot your eye out. And, yeah, if your kid's got BB guns and was bad kids with no training, that will happen. Just like running in the street will happen with no training. And I said I'd go to your calls, but now I'm ranting on this subject. But really the last 5 years, but I've really noticed the last two, masses of people are getting into airsoft. I mean, you go to Walmart, you go, which I never go to, but I've seen it there the few times I've been there. You go to Academy, where I go, big sporting goods chain all over Texas. They've got double aisles in the sporting goods of airsoft. I mean, people are, while you're there, just grabbing them, buying them. I tried to buy some more at Christmas. Almost everything was sold out. And you've got women grabbing them, men grabbing them. And they're going out, they're shooting them, they're learning marksmanship, then they're buying real guns. And it's this doorway into the gun culture that they cannot stand. 10 years ago in Texas, they tried to pass a law banning Junior Olympics, banning 4-H shooting clubs, banning YMCA shooting clubs, banning people under the age of 18 being a part of this. We beat that bill. They've tried it all over the country. They want to kill the gun culture, and all the polls show the majority of people are swinging back to a pro-gun culture. They were drinking the Kool-Aid 20, 30 years ago, and they're panicking. And so the ATF just lawlessly shows up and says, I say you can't have this toy gun, and just does it. It's illegal. You heard him. He talked to the head ATF regulation import people in D.C., and they said, what on earth? You give them my number. You tell them, you know, call me. And he calls up and tells them they don't even want to hear it. So they're showing us who they are, and they cannot stand you. And, folks, buy a book on gun safety or go to a gun shooting range. Pay a guy, you know, $30 that works there to give you an hour lesson. Because even with airsoft or anything, you must train your children first how the gun works. You must show them how to use it. They must do it the first 10 or 15 times you take them out in the backyard to shoot the airsoft or wherever you go shoot it, shooting at tin cans or whatever the case is, that if they don't do everything just right, hold it their side, never aim at anyone. Then the first time they do something wrong, you say, I'm taking it away from you for a week. And then they'll remember. And then you train them on that. You train them as if it's a real gun. Once you've learned basic safety yourself, for those that aren't in the culture of liberty, we want you to join us. It's an open hand. Stand with George Washington in 1776. Be an armed, free person. And then after they know their gun safety for a year with an airsoft, get them a BB gun. Only let them take it out, lock it up when you're with them. And they will be completely gun safety for the rest of their lives. It's like dog training. You must pass on the liberty. You must pass the sword on generation after generation. You must not allow them to geld you, to castrate you. Okay, I just spent 10 minutes on that. Let's go to calls. Scott in Arizona, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, thanks for taking the call. Hey, I know it's been a little while since I think you had Dr. Labo on, and I just want to bring to everybody's attention the wonderful John McCain, who's running re-election commercials here in Arizona, talking about how he's not for big business and how he's fighting Obama, has introduced this Dietary Supplement Safety Act. And there is a – I don't know if Dr. Labo has information on her foundation website to take direct action, but there is a website – I have no affiliation with them, but it's www.lef.org. LEF stands for Life Extension Foundation, and they have an article about this and what this act is set up to do, which is basically it's a step in the wrong direction.
Well, McCain's introduced, as you know, legislation to restrict mainline vitamins under Codex Alimentarius. It just happened a month ago in Canada. This is really happening.
Yeah, it is. It is. And this particular act basically says that if the FDA suspects that there could be a problem with a product, with a particular supplement, they can take full control over that supplement, yank it off the shelves, give it over to the pharmaceuticals under use patents, and this supports completely putting dietary supplements.
Just like the ATF has been given phony power to do whatever it wants outside law, just like the Environmental Protection Agency's listing carbon dioxide as a deadly nerve weapon, the most deadly thing ever known. I mean, it's ridiculous. Congress won't pass the law, so they just do it. Great points. In fact, I keep meaning to cover that McCain Act. We got search engine for me. We'll cover it coming up after some more calls. McCain bill to restrict supplements. It's been all over the mainstream news. And then there was that Toronto Star article about pharmacies told to pull supplements off shelves. And they just said, period. This all must be prescription. And you've got the big pharma companies patenting fish oil, patenting vitamin C, patenting this. So you have to pay hundreds of dollars for fish oil or hundreds of dollars for vitamin C or Malaleuca oil or... one of the big ones they're going after is aloe vera. I mean, if this isn't tyranny, what is? And so when we come back from break, we will continue with your phone calls. Let's just jam one in right now or get his call started. Let's talk to who's up next here? Toby in West Virginia. Get started.
Hey, how's it going, Alex?
Good.
Hey, I wanted to say, first off, thanks to you and your staff for all the good you're doing for this great country. Second off, I was wondering about the North American Union, if you wonder if we're just on some turns towards the end of that. And also, I have to be hurried because I've got to go do other stuff. But if Kevin Trudeau, when he was on your show, he talked about the stock market collapse around 9,000 points. I wonder if you had heard any information from him and what was going on with that situation.
No, I don't know about what Kevin Trudeau says, but I don't even really remember that, but I'll look into it. But your other question was very, very important. What was the first question again? It was about the North American Union?
Yes, sir. If all the failing economy and all the, like, everything that's going on with everything sort of collapsing and finance.
Let me comment on that on the other side? That's a very important question. Then Blake, Roger, Bill, and others, stay with us.
Lose 1 to 2 pounds a day the healthy way and keep it off with the help of the entire Real HCG diet. With an average weight loss of 1.5 to 2 pounds a day, you can be in that bikini or swimming suit in no time. You've heard of people spending over $700 for this exact same diet at doctor's offices? Now you can start the entire HCG diet for under $100. YourHCG.com is the largest HCG reseller in the entire country, and we want to help you. We have helped thousands of people shed unwanted weight, so call YourHCG.com today. No prescription required. No doctor visit required. No painful injections. With every purchase, we'll provide you with everything you need, including your supply of HCG, unlimited one-on-one phone and email support from one of our amazing health coaches, in addition to a large list of menus, diets, and much more. Visit www.yourhcg.com or call us at 877-748-2709 to order your HCG today. Again, that's 877-748-2709 at yourhcg.com. We love you.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Monday through Friday, live from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, 12 noon to 4 p.m. Eastern. Got some big guests coming up this week and next week, like Jesse Ventura, Max Kaiser, Gerald Celente, and Ron Paul. Congressman Ron Paul, what, he's on Thursday, right? Thursday, correct? Double confirmed, yes. Okay, let me answer the last caller, Toby in West Virginia's question. The North American Union signed in March of 2005 secret agreement. FOIA request, Judicial Watch sued when they wouldn't give them to him, got it. It talks about, it's in my film Endgame, we have copies of the documents, North American integration by stealth for a North American union, towards a union. And Vicente Fox has been on CNN and said it is a North American union. And if you notice, they have cross-military agreements, cross-drug trafficking interdiction agreements, cutting off their competition. They have agreements on trade. They have internal trade ports with Mexico. And the NAFTA superhighways, the big leg of it in Texas, they just renamed it last year. But I saw Dallas Morning News Sunday when I was at Dan's Hamburgers driving home, getting a hamburger, and I didn't have $1.50 to buy the Sunday paper of change, but I saw it in the paper machine. It said, this big highway that wasn't going to be a toll road in Dallas is going to be one. It was part of the Texas Trans-Texas Corridor, part of the NAFTA Superhighway System, but now it's just been named something different. So what they did is they stopped branding it as the big North American Superhighway, and they just call it now legs of it. Oh, we won't make this road outside Austin a toll road since the legislature said no and since taxpayers already paid for it. Oh, it is now. Oh, we're not going to build these 8,000 miles of roads or seize 8,000 miles of roads in Texas and put toll roads on it. We won't call it the Trans-Texas Corridor anymore, but we're just going to go ahead and do it. I remember early 2009, it was in the Associated Press. In fact, pull up the headline, Trans-Texas Corridor canceled. And then the third paragraph down in the headline, Trans-Texas Corridor canceled, it said, the new plan is to no longer have that name, but build them each as a piece, in pieces, and take over existing roads, no longer under the high publicity name. And so out of depression, out of recession, if you read the SPP documents that Judicial Watch got that we cover in Endgame, they said, out of the threat of terror, out of economic collapse, out of a flu pandemic. That's it. Print that for me. Out of that, in fact, go to the original news source so I get the whole article, not just the blurb that was saved in InfoWars. Out of all these crises, they then push the integration. They always get more federal control. The feds order a stand down at Katrina. Then they say, oh, we screwed up. We need more funds. We need more power. Okay, let's go to another caller. Let's go ahead and talk to Blake in Canada. Blake, you're on the air.
I just wanted to call and say that this Friday, the Sarnia City Council members are meeting to talk about the fluoride, which is already in our water. And so me and a couple of my friends are going to go down with a like fact sheet and stand there and hand them out and talk to everybody who comes in or goes out.
You need more fluoride. That's why you're upset. Drink your extra fluoride and you'll start feeling better.
That's pretty much what they claim.
Well, give the name of your town again. Everybody should go who's listening in that surrounding area and say, stop force medicating. Even if you believe fluoride is good for your teeth, which the American Dental Association 3 years ago said kids under six shouldn't do it, gives you dental fluorosis, weakens your teeth. Say for sunburn, to stop a sunburn, you don't drink sunscreen is the analogy I've seen people put out. So why are they force medicating us and now proposing lithium and Prozac in our water to make us stop killing each other? If it would just stop one murder or if it would stop one assault, shouldn't we all just be drugged? It's a kinder, gentler place. But take the North American Union. Think of all the headlines you've seen in your Canadian news about the Olympics, U.S. troops there. Think about how you're in the North American Union on that front.
Yeah, it's getting pretty bad. You can see it happening. But I do see definitely, like, everywhere I go, there's, like, within one classroom I've seen, there's, like, three-quarters of the classroom really knew what was going on and had seen some of your films and were listening to your show.
Is that in college or high school?
High school.
So in high school, three-quarters of the class know what we're doing.
Yeah, well, a couple of them were my friends, but I informed the teachers of what's going on, and one of the students came up to me and said, oh, so you've heard of Bohemian Grove, and I started laughing and started talking to him about it.
Hey, give us the name of the town and the date of the protest against the fluoride.
This Friday at the City Hall in Sarnia, Ontario.
What time?
I'm going to go down there. We're going to go down there probably 8 o'clock before.
Okay, good job. Opens. Good job. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, on the other side. More of your calls, tons of news. Nigel Farage fighting the bankers. Hoorah.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH Drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
For safety, you lock doors, set alarms, buy antivirus software, maybe even have a watchdog. Do you care as much about your air and water? Lock out harmful poisons from entering your body with AirAndAqua.com. Using purification devices from AirAndAqua.com allows you to enjoy safety and security with every breath you make and every sip you take. For free shipping on purchases, discounts, and newsletters, visit AirAndAqua.com or call 866-380-2782. Shop AirAndAqua.com and purify your life.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
I was sitting in traffic, listening to the radio. George Strait was singing, Seashores of Old Mexico. It sounded so good, I got an idea. I'm gonna go there since they're all over here. The Lone Star State should be renamed Texas.
All right, I'm gonna take some more of your calls, then play a little bit of this video. It's 10 minutes long. It's all up on PrisonPlanet.com if you want to see the whole thing. Nigel Farage talking about how they're ordering him to not criticize Herman Von Rumpy, violating his free speech. Herman Von Rumpy is unelected. The bureaucrats put him in as the head of the EU. But then the elected parliament from the nations has no authority or power. And England never voted to be under this. They're just expanding it. And every country that gets to vote on it, like France, votes to get out, but then the bureaucrats won't let them get out. So that is coming up amongst some other important news. Right now, let's go ahead and talk to Roger in Georgia. Roger, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, I just wanted to call and thank you for always being spot on. I really enjoyed your interview with Shooter Jennings. Didn't realize he was Whalen's son. The reason that I'm calling is I just wanted to tell you about our local newspaper here, the Cherokee Ledger News. You know, rather than talking about the fact that teachers are getting pay cuts of 5% next year, furloughed, and the economy's terrible, they're excited to let everybody know that the forces with our police department, we're getting new Bearcat armored vehicles. And they're going to be sent out on all domestic violence calls, 90% of police calls, and these nice vehicles are going to have blue lights in them So when they come to your house,
armored tanks rolling around just everywhere because we're the enemy. The government is building up to wage war against the people.
Absolutely. I don't have to take my kids to the D-Day Museum or build, you know, toy tanks with them at home to get them to learn about military equipment because it's going to be in his neighborhood just like communist Russia during the Cold War.
I mean, but look, by every yardstick, we are becoming a mega tyranny. Go ahead.
Absolutely. But, yeah, I just wanted to, one more comment I want to say again. I really enjoyed, you know, Stephen King's lead in to Shooter Jennings, and I thought a good idea for you is to put together Alex Jones' top 20 hits because I just love the music you play during the interims and maybe have your little commentary with each song that you play, and I just wanted to share that with you because I just think you're awesome. You're doing a great thing. You really woke me up about a year ago, and I'm bringing some family members on board that would have never believed what's going on, but now that I can show them locally in the paper and stuff, what you're talking about, it brings the needle to a head, so to speak. So.
Well, sir, I appreciate your call, and I love the great point you make about, like, we're communist Russia or something. I mean, it's just, and the whole world's saying we're like communist Russia. I mean, this is, but again, the black mask, the tanks, the wheeled vehicles, the armored vehicles, the APCs, the LAVs, it is all to intimidate us. If it really goes into martial law, those things aren't going to do anything for them. Tyrants go to bars. Tyrants live at home. Tyrants are out on the street. You know, I mean, if they've ever gotten to a physical conflict, which I don't want to happen, their APCs will become our APCs. I mean, don't you understand? You could have no weapons and take back your country with a baseball bat. You can get all the guns you ever wanted with a baseball bat or a ball-peen hammer or a sword. You can get all the weapons, all the APCs, if you've got the will. But again, we want to fix it. We want to reach out to police and military. Go to talk to them in your town. You know, discuss with them what's happening. Most of these cops aren't bad. Okay, let's go to another caller. Let's talk to Bill in North Carolina. Bill, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. How you doing today?
Good.
Good. Hey, Alex, first off, I want to thank you for waking me up about 2 years ago. I want to just add on to a conversation that you were having with Brad Martin on the user-consumer side of the Airsoft. Right after Christmas, after a bunch of kids in my neighborhood got the Airsoft guns, we went out to my boss's property where we have a building but also some wooded area, and it's all paid for. We own it. And we had about 17 kids out there with airsoft rifles aging from probably, you know, 4 years old all the way on up, and a bunch of little tiny four-foot kids with helmets on. And within minutes, we had nine sheriff cars show up. They corridored both sides of the road.
Yeah, well, I mean, hold on and tell your story. Tell your story. But I see in the news about every week or two, I've had friends. I have some Iraq war vet friends who were out at their own cousin's farm in a rural area of the state, and they were having an airsoft battle, and even their neighbors called the police on them, and they confiscated the airsoft. So people aren't allowed to have fun because the public is so brainwashed that if they see people running around you know, shooting toy guns at each other, So what happened? You're on your own property. You're out there. You got people having a good time. What happened?
Well, the first thing is I was in the woods, and I came out with the woods, and I'm prime military. I came out with my weapon down on the ground and my hands on my head, and we go up to the main man, and we're like, hey, look, we own this. And he's like, well, let me see the guns. And it's like, dude, they're fake. You know, can you see the orange on them, you know? So we took the casing off, and we showed him the BBs inside of it, and after arguing with him for about 15 minutes, you know, they finally agreed to leave. But the kids.
Wait a minute. So when they knew it was a plastic toy gun, people aren't really familiar with airsoft. Some it's like paintball. You were still bad. See, because if they come, you're bad. You're a slave with even a toy gun. That doesn't look good to a parasite.
Oh, absolutely. And the worst part about it is, you know, we've got all these scared kids there, and they said, well, you kids are running into the other buildings holding, you know, going up to people with weapons. And it's like, no, we're not. We're sitting on our own private property. Why do we
want
to do this?
This is about teaching the kids. No, you're not going to be involved in a Second Amendment culture. That's why they have these drills from Texas to Minnesota, from California to New York. Every state I've seen articles, I put it in some of my films, where the police, unannounced, come in, point real guns at kids' heads. In one case in Dallas, they killed Cop of the Year, just so happened, at one on video in Detroit, the cop shoots himself. And they scream and yell, I'm going to kill you. I'm a militia who's against public school. To demonize and brainwash, that's trauma-based mind control, to demonize the Second Amendment. So after 15 minutes, I mean, did the cops apologize or did they say, no, we can't wait for the day to even take your toy gun, punk?
No, they had no sense of humor. They were severely upset, and it was crazy. If I could add one more thing on too, Alex, for everybody out there that's just learning about Alex, if you purchase, you know, a Don't Tread on Me or an InfoWars t-shirt and you wear that in your neighborhood, you will find like-minded people and you will congregate, and for all those people that don't know about it, you'll start to find other people like you.
Well, thank you. I think you should go to the police station, and I think you should go to city council and make a big deal out of this, because they need to know. I understand they heard there was a big shootout, but any idiot can pull up and hear gunshots aren't going off. But once it was a false alarm, that's why I love open carry. We've got to start putting our guns back in our pickup trucks. We've got to start having them out in the open and saying, no, we're Americans. You're not intimidating us into destroying our right to even play with toy guns. I appreciate your call. See, folks. They're in the big lobby out there to protect toy guns, so they're coming after the toy guns. And, yeah, when I get up on air, here it is, and I say that when you buy a $9.95, these cost us like $5, I think, what, $5.50 or something? This is a nice hat. That when you buy the Tyranny Response Team or Come and Take It hats or InfoWars hats or T-shirts, I mean, you wear, especially the T-shirts because they're bigger, people can see it from further away. I mean, you start wearing this around your town or to city council or wherever you see people or walking your dog, you're going to meet like-minded patriots. We have listeners everywhere. And so you support us, a little bit of money in the hat for the big operation we're building here and all that we do, but you also get great, good-looking patriot apparel and you meet like-minded people. Ladies and gentlemen, so check out all the dozens and dozens of T-shirts, hats, and materials, and every order gets a free pocket constitution with it and an InfoWars.com, PrisonPilot.com bumper stickers, which really upsets the establishment. Okay, you don't have to put it on your car. You can put it up where other people can see it. Let's go ahead and take another call. I got to move quick now. Who's up next here? Derek in South Carolina, you're on the air.
Alex, how you doing?
Good.
Good. Yeah, I just wanted to give you a heads up. I was driving around this morning and listening to Glenn Beck rant about his Mormon doctrine. And he went on and on about how he believes the Constitution is inspired, literally inspired, of God, right? And which I just wanted to give you guys a heads up. It's, you know, it sounds innocent enough, even though it's foolish, but, you know, Mormon eschatology teaches that, you know, there's going to be a great Mormon leader to rise up, take control of America and form a, like, Mormon theocracy of sorts.
Well, I know this. I'm not an expert on Mormons, but I know that they try to approach the best and brightest. When my dad, you know, had, like, one of the top grade averages at UT, and had just married my mother. They you know, not just Mormons at the door. They sent, like, the high muckety-mucks from Austin, you know, to come say, you really got to join. We'll really help you and everything. And I know, and my dad was like, no, thanks. I know there are a lot of Mormons who are big supporters, anti-New World Order, big Ron Paul supporters. Then you get people like Orrin Hatch and Mitt Romney that are Republican in name only. And I don't get into all the infighting of different, you know, groups and sects and religions. But I do, I have read that there's this big Mormon leader coming, and I certainly hope it's not Glenn Beck or Mitt Romney. I appreciate your call, because the fruits of these guys is really, really bad news. And I would also add to that, in fact, I have the transcript of it. I printed it today. Maybe I'll try to dig it out during the next break. But it's video and quotes of Sarah Palin saying, our Constitution is being destroyed. We can't let Obama destroy our Constitution. We just authorized the Patriot Act, reauthorized it. It's following everything Bush did and more. And she said, yes, if we give these Muslim extremists a fair trial, that destroys our Constitution. No, that upholds it. If you've got the proof they're these terrorists, but no, you've been holding Khalid Sheikh Mohammed for 7.5 years. They admittedly tortured his family. He confessed to bombing buildings that weren't built till 3 years after he was incarcerated, he might as well have confessed to sinking the Lusitania or killing Lincoln or crucifying Jesus. This is insane baloney. And so they say, we support the Constitution by having the Patriot Act. But see, the name of the Patriot Act is that way. It's a total deception. I'm going to go out to break with about 4 minutes of Nigel Farage. MEP Farage apologizes to bank clerks, but he didn't really do that. He's refusing to back down. UK Independence Party member, European Parliament, Nigel Farage has refused to back down over comments he directed towards EU chief and global governance proponent Herman Van Rompuy. He did apologize for one of the countries he called a non-state. During a speech in front of the EU Parliament last week, in response to calls to apologize for saying Herman Van Rompuy had the charisma of a damp rag and the appearance of a low-grade bank clerk, Farage announced that he would apologize, but only to bank clerks the world over. So he didn't really apologize, as he promised to do. So we commend him. Never a flip-flop out of this guy. Let's go to Nigel Farage, video and audio, and a press conference. And then out of the break, we'll try to take a few more calls and a few more news stories. Stay with us.
So, well, I've been running with the President of the Parliament, which is what's described generally as an interview without coffee. We had a fairly frank discussion. He and I debated what freedom of speech means. And we both agree that freedom of speech is very important, but we have different definitions of what freedom of speech is. My interpretation of freedom of speech is that the limits upon it are that you cannot incite violence, but that it is perfectly fair to criticise other people, and especially to do so in a parliament. That is not President Buzek's interpretation of free speech, and he says that I've undermined the dignity of the parliament. I responded to that by making clear that even in their own Charter of Fundamental Rights, which has just been approved as part of the Lisbon Treaty, Article 11 says that people should be able to speak freely without any institutions stopping them from doing so. We reached an impasse. The upshot of it is this. I've been asked to apologise to Herman Van Rompuy. I've been asked to apologise to the European Parliament, and I've been asked to apologise to the people of Belgium. And I've had time to reflect, a short period of time to reflect, and I've decided that I will make an apology. But the only people I'm going to apologise to are bank clerks the world over. And if I've offended them, I'm very sorry indeed, but I'm not going to apologise to Herman Van Rompuy. I'm not going to apologise to the European Parliament. I'm certainly not going to apologise to the people of Belgium. And as a result of that, the President has said that he won't let this sort of thing happen again. What a democratic institution this is, isn't it? He won't let it happen again, and he will let me know shortly of what my penalty will be. So I am assuming that he will suspend me for a period of time from the Parliament. I'm assuming he will try, through the Conference of Presidents, to get my position as leader of the group in the Parliament taken away. And all I can say is that those of us that have battled against the European institutions on the basis that they were becoming fundamentally undemocratic have been proved to be right. I have not used unparliamentary language. I have not incited dislike or hatred. I have merely expressed an opinion. And in doing so, there is now actually a debate about who is Herman Van Rompuy, why is he being paid more than Obama, and just what powers has he got. And I'm not going to apologise if what I've said sparks a debate off right throughout the European Union about these institutions.
But you insulted him.
I don't think that's insulting. I mean, compared with the sort of insult that I've had in this Parliament from the leaders of the other groups, I don't think that the two compare. And frankly, you know, what Mr. Van Rompuy wants to do is to take away from us our democracy and our rights of self-government. We can't do that without us as elected members coming back and saying we're not very happy about it.
What would you say about, personally,
about saying you're describing the charisma of that? And I challenge you to find anybody who listened to that speech in the European Parliament.
While many people might agree essentially with what you're saying, isn't the tone, you started off by saying, I don't need to be rude, and then went on to be fantastic?
No, I wasn't quite happy.
Okay. That audio is a little bad for radio and TV, but you can watch the whole press conference. It gets better towards the end. Let's go ahead and jam in another call right now. Let's talk to Rick in Florida. Rick, you're on the air.
Good afternoon. Alex, are you aware that it's been a year since you've posted anything new to your audio blog? Because I used to really enjoy listening to that. And, you know, outside your thoughts outside of the constraints of the radio business. And it's been a year.
You know, I didn't know. Time flies. I do intend to do the radio blog. I've just got to come give it to somebody and have them upload it. And then I'm doing international TV today, radio tomorrow. And then I'm so busy. Sometimes late at night I do want to say something. I do need to remember to take the audio recorders home and do the audio blog. That's a good idea. Anything else? I appreciate the call, Rick. We're going to come back and jam in Pete, Vinny, and Nick here at the end of the show. Deborah Medina, folks, it's your chance to vote for her in Texas, but regardless if she wins or loses, it's already the great showing she made. It shows the grassroots support for someone who wants property rights and the Second Amendment. And that's enough of a reason to vote for her right there. We'll be right back. We'll find out what happens tomorrow. Stay with us.
Hi, Alex has been encouraging you to get food. Well, here's an unbelievable chance for you to jumpstart your food savings plan from eFoodsDirect.com. Anyone placing food orders on the large volume production run scheduled for the week of March 22nd can get a lot of food for very little cost. For example, with each pre-production order of 3 7-day responders, they'll ship a fourth week of food free. That's buy three, get one free. They'll take orders from now until March 22nd. The following week, they'll produce huge runs of the pre-ordered food, passing the savings to you in this buy three, get one free program. Folks, this is the best chance to stock up you'll ever see. Another example, buy 9 months worth of food and get 3 months free. You've got to go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for the food buy of a lifetime. Or call 800-409-5633. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Is it safe to breathe anymore? Crowded public places, global pandemics, and news reports of potential new strains of bacteria and viruses make you wonder. What if there was a germ-killing nasal spray that acted almost like hand sanitizer for your nose? There is. It's called Sinofresh Homeopathic Nasal Spray, and it's a proven germ killer. Sinofresh is a revolutionary doctor-recommended nasal spray that kills a broad spectrum of viruses, bacteria, molds, and fungi on contact in your nose. Sinofresh causes no drug interactions, no loss of smell, no rebound congestion, contains no alcohol, is non-habit forming, and is safe for daily use. Sinofresh must be a part of your family survival plan. Go to GCNlive.com now and click on the Sinofresh banner. The first 1,000 customers to click on the Sinofresh banner and purchase Sinofresh antiseptic nasal spray are instantly registered to win a free 24-bottle case. Go to GCNlive.com and click on Sinofresh. Breathe free, breathe safe. Use Sinofresh. It works.
We're about to go into retransmission on the AM and FM dial, global shortwave satellite, the internet. Don't forget the free podcast on the listen link at the top of Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. You can download it, listen to it where you want, how you want, where you want. Don't forget the free iPhone app. Over 20,000 people have downloaded it in the last 3 weeks. Even if you don't have an iPhone, you can go to Infowars.com, get that link, and send it to whoever you want who has an iPhone. They can listen how they want, when they want, where they want on their iPhone. I want to jam in a few final calls here right at the end of the show. I won't have time to get to more news, unfortunately, but we'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central. in thanking some of the sponsors that made today's radio show possible. One of them is eFoodsDirect.com, the premier storable foods company out there in America. And they've got a really good special running now where you buy so many meals and get some free. They got a bunch of other specials. They've got ready-to-eat meals. They've got so much there. eFoodsDirect.com, just the letter eFoodsDirect.com, big banners up on my websites if you miss it, or 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633, eFoodsDirect.com. Don't forget, talk about the Second Amendment gun culture, don't forget Front Sight, FrontSight.com, with the front of your rifle. It's not enough to just own firearms. You can go out to Pahrump, Nevada. They got some online stuff, too. Very inexpensive, and get a free firearm with your 2-, 4-, 5-day training. They have different packages. Attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit. Plus, if you act fast, the owner will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. You can't beat the deal. FrontSight.com, ladies and gentlemen. Before I jam in two final calls, I also wanted to tell you about MySolarBackup.com. Have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, you should check out MySolarBackup.com because there's never been a better time to get started getting off the grid and guarantee you your own supply of electrical power. Here's why. Plug-and-play solar generators from Solutions from Science are available. These portable power systems need no installation and supply household current whenever or whatever area they're needed, producing electricity directly from the sun. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly and emits no fumes. So go to MySolarBackup.com to request a free information package today. That's MySolarBackup.com or 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. And again, those sponsors make this show possible, and we love them, whether it's FrontSight.com or MySolarBackup.com or eFoodsDirect.com. Let's go ahead and talk to Vinny. No, Pete's up next. I'll do Pete and Vinny. Pete, quick comment from North Carolina.
Yeah, Alex, I was just calling about this airsoft and this idiot from the ATF. Who is this guy? I mean, does the ATF bureaucracy, do they support what he's done?
Yes, and he's God. He says, I'll ban BB guns, I'll ban water guns, I'll ban whatever I want. I'm God.
That's just unbelievable. I mean, I'm a former law enforcement officer from like the 80s and 90s, and this is embarrassing to me. It's embarrassing. And I'm 47 years old, and I have the perspective of being able to see how things used to be and how it was when I was a cop. And these newer generations, it seems to me, it just gets worse and worse and worse. The abuse of power, the Pittsburgh, I believe it was the G20 summit. That was horrifying when I saw the videos of that, their behavior. And that wasn't just individual cops that did that, knowing what they do on the inside, because I was on the inside. They were briefed. I mean, that was the department's policy with what those cops did.
They were told to go into shopping areas, and old women would walk out with bags and say, I can't be on the street, and have police dogs attack them or knock women off their bikes, or they went to the university to say you can't be outside at the park, and people said I can't be outside. They want to set that precedent. God bless you. We need more people like you to be peace officers. Too bad most of the good guys are getting out. God bless you. Sorry to the other callers. Retransmission starts now. Infowars.com. Great job, crew.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.